Off the ball. Rugby.
I think Prendergast is going to be the 10 in the World Cup in 27. I think his ceiling is higher. I think he's got more natural ability than Crowley.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Breakfast Bite. A bite-sized serving of Ireland's breakfast sports show.
Scotland 18, Ireland 32, bonus point victory for Ireland. Calvin Nash, Kieran Darris, James Lowe, Jack Conan, the try scorers. Sam Prendergast, masterclass, which you've already touched on there, Ger. How good does he feel about himself? Was a line I took from myself in his performance rankings to give it to you earlier, with Crowley coming on a full back and playing outstandingly well. Does the game change on the head collision between Finn Russell and Darcy Graham? We'll never know. A member of the Off the Ball Breakfast team suspects that maybe, possibly, we can't fully judge Finn Russell's performance because he only played for 20 minutes. But the game certainly changed. And at that point, when this head sickening head collision occurs, and Darcy Graham, I believe, is okay in hospital, but he was taken there as precaution. Meanwhile, Finn Russell's on the bench. Duhan van der Merwe is sin binned. Now, interesting, right? Because it went so well for Ireland, and only either side of half-time that Scotland had any sort of threat. They did get back to 6 points, but what did occur to me was that, Ger, for the second game in a row, right, Ireland have had a man extra for 10 minutes, and it's only the last few seconds of those 10 minutes that have taken advantage on the scoreboard. So that is something that possibly they could work on. Also, there was that moment in the second half when Robbie Henshaw goes to intercept, misses it, and if it wasn't for Jameson Gibson-Park's tackle on Blair Kinghorn, that could have been a very, very interesting moment, where at that point it was 8-17, and if Scotland scored that try and convert, then you have a serious game on your hands all of a sudden. So it was a weird one in that, now that it's all said and done, it feels incredibly dominant. Scotland are 0 from 11 in the last 11 games against Ireland. But there was a period to start the second half where it was sort of close until Ireland really pulled away. And that performance from about the 52nd minute onwards, a few minutes after that try-saving tackle from Gibson Park, Ireland dominated. And it was an incredibly impressive performance. To the point where I'm wondering, is Simon Easterby adding something to what Andy Farrell has started, or is he just copying the Farrell textbook here? Either way, it's working very well. After that weekend, Ireland are on for the Grand Slam. No one else is.
I did hear somebody describe it being basically a no-win situation for Easterby, in that if he was to lose any of these games, it was, oh, he's out of the job. But if he wins, like, ah, it's Andy Farrell's template anyway. And like, Andy Farrell is at the game, right? And by all accounts, he's in the Zoom meetings, or he's on Zoom in the meetings. And so how much...
Camera off, mic off.
I suspect camera on, mic on. I suspect no need to use the hand raising emoji, because he's the only one there on the big screen. You know, I obviously we're speculating. It's a joke for everybody's like, oh, well, that's what all the reports are. So I don't think you can divorce Farrell from what's happening at the moment. I think more likely is that Andrew Goodman has had a load of time now embedded with the Ireland team, and you're starting to see what his attacking plans are. And we'll ask James Tracy and Quinny a little bit later on about the attacking shape and any difference that they might have had. But I thought that first half was as dominant a performance as we've had. Obviously, we hammered France last year in the opening round. France clearly had a World Cup hangover. They didn't have their best players playing, and we smashed them and we were very good. But that was a bit of a one-off performance. This, it feels to me, has been building. The defensive structure in November was decent. Obviously, very stressed by New Zealand. The attacking structure was way better, I thought, this game. Like, our backs were able to find space and create space. And it looked like Sam Prendergast was really confident compared to last week, when he was getting his first Six Nations start under his belt. And we smashed them. I know that you're talking about that period where they might have been able to come back, but like, literally everything had to go right for Scotland to get to that point where they were still in the game. They held us up over the line a couple of times in that first half, when just a tiny bit of white line fever, we were blocking them down. It was like, and it was our forwards. There was two blocks. Calvin Nash had one, and then there was another one. Andrew Porter. It was Andrew Porter. And it was just like, I'm sorry, but we are the good team here. And all of you are, oh, at some point we're going to win one of these games. You're not, it turns out. Not for a long time. Ireland, that was as dominant a performance as you saw in the Six Nations. Like, it was like we were playing
Wales.
It was.
It was so impressive because Robbie Henshaw actually could have scored before Calvin Nash did in the far left side. For whatever reason, he turned back in when it was on. And it was so dominant, like you just said there, that when Calvin Nash scores that try, you're almost disappointed. It's like, oh, he's a bit out far right there to score. Like, that's how easily this performance is coming to Ireland. And it was pretty much perfect other than Duane van der Merwe's try in the last play of the first half, because there was a point when Ireland were 17-0 up. It was clear that Finn Russell wasn't coming back on. James Ryan had stolen a Scotland line-out. And Scotland at one point were able to drive him off from about 5 metres out, and Tyburn won it, one possession back. And it was like, they can't touch us here, Scotland. And they were chaotic themselves. Now, in fairness, they lost two of their best players in one collision, but they were absolutely chaotic for a few minutes. And it looked like Ireland could annihilate them. But there was that swing at the very end of the first half and into the start of the second half, where Blair Kinghorn kicked a couple of penalties and they had that moment where they nearly scored the try. But for me, the most, you said the first half was amazing. It was, for me, the most impressive element was the last half an hour or so, where it was men against boys, like, to the point where the camera pans to Andy Farrell a couple of times in the stadium, and I'm thinking, like, as I said to you pre-show, it's like, geez, it's very justifiable to pick an All-Ireland 15 here for the Lions, because who do you leave out at the moment? You know, you have shouts every so often for, like, a Maro Itoje or a Hugh Jones, whatever you like, but it's just, it's so hard to, like, to have an argument for any of these Scottish players. It's funny, we had Ron O'Gara on Friday and I was asking, like, look, loads can change. There's loads of rugby to be played between now and the Lions. But who do you think is the 10 at the moment? And I suggested Finn Russell, and he said, yeah, it's hard to argue against. But after that performance, after what happened, you're like, Jesus, like, Prendergast is a man of first here. This was his first away start for Ireland yesterday. He gets player of the match. It's trending in a very positive fashion for Ireland, to the point where if Andy Farrell picks someone else for Lions and then comes back as Ireland manager, he has to explain to some of these brilliant Irish players why I left you out.
Alan Quinlan and James Tracy are with us. James, can we talk about Ireland's attack? It seems to be improving. Is there something specific we're doing differently, better now than we were doing in November?
Well, the introduction of that kind of four-man pod, I think, has been, or is paying dividends anyway. It's unbelievably hard to defend because you kind of have three options at the line you have to deal with, and they're kind of playing out of it as well. That's been very good. I thought the where they won the ball in the line out now, it's obviously a bit trickier. It was always going to be, I think I said that as well, you know, we had our 100% in week one, but, you know, winning it at the front when teams give it to you is fine, but we knew Scotland were going to put a lot more air pressure on, so Ireland had a different sort of plan going in. But that first try comes from winning it in probably the number one slot, you know, to maul and to drive off, which is just in front of the very back of the line out. Tyburn has a good take, and on their third kind of crack in the attack, they do kind of a peel out of it, and it just means you're scrambling defence, you're not on top. Well, if you try maul it from the front and a team has a really good setup, it's just leaves you in a harder spot to get out of. So I thought they're layering on week on week.
You also mix that one up. Is that the one where we'd gone short in and had them all, they collapsed it, we'd gone again and done something totally different?
Exactly, yeah. And we benefited from that new law of the you know, no contest, crooked throw. So we got away with one there too. So yeah, listen, they're layering on week and showing something different. I think that's going to be a big part of staying ahead of the pack.
Is this Andrew Goodman? Like, obviously not the line-out stuff, but is the other phase play and the change in the laws and the kicking, are we starting to see him get to grips with what it means to be in charge of this?
Yeah, big time. Like that. So Kinghorn knocks the ball on. I think a lot of the work will go down to how good they are in the air. So their kicking strategy would be Johnny and would be Goodman. So they've clearly done a lot of work there, which has given them the access. But then it's a first phase attack off the scrum, which would be Goodman, where Henshaw makes that big bust that gets the momentum. And to be honest, it kind of kickstarts that whole first 20 minutes for Ireland. It's a combination of him and the different leaders they have in there. But like they have a lot of very talented backs. I think we're in a good era for Irish rugby in terms of even you look at the three different centres that we can pick from. Week in, week out, it doesn't really matter which kind of variation you pick.
Even when Bundy loses a pint of blood in front of everybody, they're like, it's all right.
Yeah, but it's a combination of all, and good to see that Goodman is putting his touch on this side.